This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Tonight we kick off in Slovenia, where same-sex couples can now get married as of last Friday. The first lesbian wedding has now taken place in the Central European's second largest city, Maribor. Slovenia became the first Central European country to legislate marriage equality. The law was officially passed 10 months ago after a referendum rejected a draft which would have also given gay couples the right to adopt children. United Left Parliament member Matej Vatovec said marriage equality ensured Slovenia would become a truly tolerant and inclusive community. Vatovec introduced the bill with the support of the major party in the ruling coalition, but centre-right parties opposed the measure with what has become to be known as traditional family values being undermined.
Whose traditional family values?
Now over to Texas, where a new ad in response to the proposed Texas Privacy Act, also known as SB6, encourages Texas citizens and lawmakers to pee with LGBT. The Texas Privacy Act aims to prevent trans people from using the bathroom of the gender they identify with. Richard Linklater later directed the minute-long clip opposing SB6. It features Texans showing their solidarity to stand with the trans community against the bill, because everybody pees, says a woman in the video, and everyone deserves a safe place too. The public outcry by musicians and influencers against upcoming anti-LGBTQ bills in Texas should have lawmakers taking note. GLAAD CEO Sarah Kate Ellis said in a statement, "By adding their voices to the chorus of fair-minded people calling for equality, these artists are using their platform to speak out and send the resounding message that discrimination is not an American value." 142 artists, including Lady Gaga and Grimes, have already signed an open letter to Texas politicians opposing the bill.
Over in Malta, it looks like they will be introducing a same-sex equal rights marriage bill, and it sounds like it will be happening sometime this year.
Woohoo!
Helena Delaney, the Minister for Social Dialogue, Consumer Affairs and Civil Liberties, made the announcement on Tuesday, 21st of February. If the law passes, Malta will be the 23rd country in the world and the 13th in Europe to legalise full marriage equality.
I wonder where Australia is going to fall into that list.
I think we've got a long wait.
23rd, I don't know. Do you think we'll get in before 50?
Well, maybe before or after Cuba? Who knows? The minister was speaking at a conference and was asked a question about marriage equality. And she said, "You're not going to believe this, but yesterday I was revising a draft bill for marriage equality."
That's something I want to hear Malcolm Turnbull say.
She also pointed out that civil union law is on a par with marriage in Malta. And the minister said that the only difference was in name, not in the rights of same-sex couples. But the government was still working on changing that. However, campaigners were saying that having civil unions was considered a second-class version of the marriage. The civil union vote in 14th of April 2014, the Nationalist Party had abstained based on not agreeing with gay couples adopting children. However, it seems that this centre-right National Party is now in full support of marriage equality. And the last time the topic came up, the Prime Minister of Malta said he was in favour of same-sex marriage and believed it was time for a debate about legislation.
And over to Vietnam, where the capital, Hanoi, is about to host its first ever LGBTI Mardi Gras festival. And get this, it's going to be hosted by the Australian Embassy, with the idea of bringing the world-famous Sydney gay and lesbian Mardi Gras to Vietnam. It aims to promote gender equality in Vietnam, and Australia wants to support Vietnam's efforts to do so. Through this event, we hope to bring the spirit of Sydney's famous Mardi Gras to Vietnam, helping to raise awareness about the rights of LGBT people, said the ambassador in Hanoi. Some of the events include Road to Mardi Gras, an online storytelling contest, and Colours of Mardi Gras, a costume contest for members of LGBTI communities in Vietnam. Hanoi Mardi Gras Festival is not simply a fun celebration, but also a very meaningful event of diversity and self-expression for the LGBT community. The main Hanoi Mardi Gras event will feature live music performances from Australian and Vietnamese performers, a fashion and images show from the history of the Sydney Mardi Gras. Sydney's gay and lesbian Mardi Gras is one of the most iconic LGBTI events in the world. Since the first Mardi Gras in 1978, the festival attracts hundreds of thousands of visitors to Sydney every year.
Now over to the UK. Apparently nearly one in three Brits think being gay is a choice. In a recent survey by YouGov, around half the respondents said that people were born either gay or lesbian, and 17% weren't actually sure, but a third think that they are gay based on how they're raised. Now, a similar study in the US 3 years ago found that two-fifths of the respondents believed that people were born gay, and 37% thought it was a choice. The results vary depending on the age of the respondent. So those under 25 were the most likely to believe that people were born gay, and 50% of those between 25 and 49 thought the same, although it dropped as you got older, and the 50 to 64-year-olds, more of them thought it was a choice than being born.
I still got to say, I still find those stats rather surprising, given the day and age that we live in.
It also varied between your gender, so the women agreed that there was more born than men.
In brief, in USA, deported gay Afghans are told to pretend to be straight.
In Spain, five HIV patients are now virus-free after a vaccine delivered a functional cure.
The Israel Air Force posts photos of gay couples on Facebook to celebrate Family Day.
In New Zealand, authors Chaz and Adam have just launched their Kickstarter-funded LGBT-inclusive children's book titled Promised Land, and that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.